Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, is it all over but the shouting, or is it just beginning? And the answer is it's really just beginning. Who could have predicted the showdown between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton? A lot of people think they're two terrible choices, and I certainly can understand that. I know for sure it's one terrible choice, and I'm on shaky ground because I don't know which Donald Trump will show up for the presidency. It's an unknown. We're dealing with an unknown. I love the message. He's outlined his major tenets that he's going to do as soon as he gets into office. He's going to handle immigration, illegal immigration. He's going to go after regulations. He's going to kill Obamacare. Everything that really needs to be done. Question is, actions speak louder than words, and will he be able to accomplish it? Every president gets handicapped, but the beginning of the fight is on, except there's just one small issue. It's apparent now with Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan and a number of Republicans, they are forced, and if they don't do it, they are flat out stupid. I was listening to Charlie Baker, the governor of Massachusetts, lost all respect for him. All respect. He hates Trump. He's not voting for Trump. Probably won't vote for Hillary. Do you know what a no vote is? It's certainly a vote against the better of the two choices. I don't know how many times I have to say this. I don't know how many times I have to explain this. It's two choices. You've got two choices. You want a bullet in the head or do you want a hang? And I don't really look at Trump as falling into either one of those categories. But I think hanging while you're getting a bullet in the head is what you're going to get with Hillary Clinton. Except it's not over till it's over, as the fat lady sings. I always think of Kate Smith. Oh, boy, she could belt out that national anthem, couldn't she? You can Google Kate Smith back in the 40s and 50s. Because we have, and there are contradictory reports out, of this investigation into Hillary Clinton. Now, I have, as of recent, steadfastly maintained that nothing will come of this. Now, when I say nothing will come of this, I mean indictments of Hillary Clinton. I'm sure the process will have to go forward regarding these subpoenas with Uma Habedin and Cheryl Mills and Sullivan, whatever his first name is, and the guy, what's his name, Brad, the one who was granted immunity, who doesn't want to talk, who set this whole thing up. So I certainly don't know. I don't understand the logic of having it gone this far because it interferes in the process. So I said, everything is set, or is it set, or do we not have Hillary Clinton as the Democrat nominee. To me, I'm not a lawyer, and I always leave room open, and I always say innocent till proved guilty. I think Hillary Clinton has been proved guilty every single day, no matter how you look at this, no matter how you don't, because the evidence is there. The definition of what represents classified material, and the fact that she's got about, 60,000 emails, 30,000 that she has used her own discretion that don't pertain to this issue in her personal. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can buy that. You know how you can take that to the bank? Take that to the bank the same way that Hillary Clinton just talked to West Virginia, the coal miners. She is on record. On record 2 weeks ago is saying that she's putting the coal mining industry and the coal miners out of business. And then a couple of days ago, she's sitting in one of those fake sessions with people with whom she pretends to be interested in. I mean, come on. She is the biggest phony on the face of the earth. There's one difference between her and Barack Obama. Barack Obama, in a certain sense, like Bernie Sanders, says what he is. He's an anti-colonialist. He's a transnationalist. He's in favor of third world global. You know, a lot of this he admits, but people are so enamored they buy into it. With Hillary, she's just a bold faced liar. Obama is too, but Hillary's a different kind of bold faced liar. So she's sitting in this little session. I'm telling you, I could throw up. I could just throw up. With a poor coal miner who lost his job and feels degraded. He can't support his family. He doesn't want to go on the equivalent to welfare. And he said, I heard you say that. She says, well, you misunderstood it. She wants to provide new jobs for the miners and retraining. Oh, really? So you get guys in their 50s and 60s. Let's retrain them in an industry they know nothing about. Coal mining now, every industry is hazardous, but we need coal. It also generates power for electric cars. It's clean coal now. We found ways with our modern science to deal with it and fracking and how to make use of these tremendous national resources. So she sits there in West Virginia and all of a sudden, in a bold-faced lie, I believe to the first time, talks about how she is standing behind the coal miners. It was in West Virginia. I've been to West Virginia. I've seen the wonderful, hardworking people in West Virginia. They represent, you know, like so many other areas of this country, the heart of the American spirit. Not looking for handouts, just an honest day's work to provide an honest day's wage. And then, you know, it made it more sickening. Just like she does when she's down south speaking in black churches, she develops that black accent. She had a West Virginia drawl. I know I'm screaming about this. How can you be stupid enough to vote for her? Unless you truly believe Trump is worse. Trump isn't going to put his finger on the button. Trump wants to be more of an isolationist, a nationalist. He's not looking for expanding into other countries. I disagree with Trump wholeheartedly on our incursion into Iraq. I have talked about that time and time again here by saying, you know, there's a guy, Saddam Hussein, weapons of mass destruction were photoed. There were aerial photos going to Syria. Mustard gas was found. Saddam Hussein had an act. He actually followed through on his threats to Kuwait, was going into Saudi Arabia and Israel. How could you leave him? Of course, Hillary endorsed the war. I agree with having gone into Iraq. I don't agree with Donald Trump on that. But who can agree with anybody on every issue? Is it major? Yeah. Am I supposed to say because of the cruelty to animals, I'm not going to vote for this person? I have a lovely friend, lovely lady, who continues to say rights of women are number one. And I said, I'm not demeaning that. I'm not being condescending. We got such bigger issues. I'm not going to worry about that in transgender bathrooms. Except to say that I'm happy Target has lost $2.2 billion and continues to lose. they're on the wrong side of this. I'm thrilled that their stock has gone down substantially, and I wouldn't go to Target unless I had to go to Target. I'm not going to be a hypocrite. If there was something I needed and I couldn't get it anywhere else but Target, I'd go. I'm not making a special trip to Target for anything. I usually like to once in a while just wander through. But we don't have the end of the story yet. There's another chapter. And the chapter is, where are we in this investigation into Hillary Clinton on these emails? Will there be a forthcoming indictment? Will Hillary be unable to run for the presidency? Would Joe Biden step in then? I mean, this is, who would have thought that the Republican issue would have been settled prior to this? And it has been settled, by the way. There won't be enough opposition to dismantle Trump. And when Cruz pulled out yesterday, I can't stand it. I don't hate John Kasich. I just can't stand listening to him. I can't stand watching him. When Kasich came on and gave up his aspirations for the presidency, as a guy who won one state, his home state of Ohio, give me a break. You're going to make somebody like him a contender. When he pulled out, that was it. The preemptive nominee is Donald Trump. And, yeah, we're thinking about vice presidents. We're thinking about policy moves. But who's going to be before it was who's going to be Hillary's opponent. Now it's going to be who's going to be Trump's opponent. We'll come back with more on this email investigation right after these messages.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
This is Speaker Newt Gingrich, and I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, who does one of the most educational and thoughtful interviews on radio today. It's always interesting to interact with Stu to see where his mind is coming from, and once again, he raised a lot of great issues.
All right, we are back, and the wild card in this whole race, it's no longer Trump and Cruz. Of course, it never was Kasich, Paul Ryan. Oh, God help us, Paul Ryan. The wild card is Hillary, and I've been coming on here saying she'll never be indicted, she'll never be indicted, and every time I say she'll never be indicted, I read an article by someone for whom I have great respect, and that's former Judge Andrew Napolitano, a regular on Fox. He's been a guest on my shows, I think, three different times. The man is brilliant. And he's taking a different position. So I have to take heed of someone with his expertise and his experience with the law. And it just doesn't let me shut the door, which is good news, not bad, because, oh, I want to see her indicted. She should be in jail. And chances are it's not going to happen. The reason I feel even more secure is she has this invincibility persona about herself. She's come out with statements flat out that nothing will happen. It's ridiculous. Tell me there isn't collusion between what Obama's threatening to do to our Justice Department, the messages he's had with Attorney General Loretta Lynch, and with Hillary Clinton. I mean, come on. Come on. You know, I might have been born at night, but it wasn't last night. But it was interesting because just yesterday, a federal judge ordered Hillary Clinton's top aides to answer questions about her secret emailer. And that includes who made the decision to set it up and whether it was intended to dispel any laws that are on the books. You got Homer Aberdeen, Cheryl Mills. It's Brian Pagliano who maintained this server and Hillary's email account. The question is, will she be called in to answer questions? I would hate to raise my right hand when I know I'm guilty. But, you know, if you want to commit perjury, you can commit perjury as well. I don't know what's going to come of this. I wonder why Huma Abedin has come out publicly and said she's petrified of going in and discussing this. But Hillary should be answering questions. And this case has been brought forth by, you know, there's an organization out there I absolutely love, Judicial Watch. Go to judicialwatch.com. They're objective. They don't shy away from anything. They'll give legal conclusions on things that's not in a court of law. And they think that Hillary is as guilty as sin. So the conditions that are surrounding approval of her use of it's ClintonEmail.com for official government business and the way it was operated are issues that they just have to be explored to enable the court to resolve this. I want to know what's there's already more than enough classified information that has been revealed. I'd say this, I mean it figuratively, to hang her. Although, I don't know, does it fall into treason? Somebody just... I just heard it this morning. It was Romania or somebody hacked into Hillary's email and said there was no question that Russia had hacked into it. You know what could derail Hillary? Let's say Putin, who was getting these accolades from Donald Trump, decides to indicate that he's hacked some of the information from Hillary's email. That would be the end of Hillary Clinton. Someone has to step forward who should not be having classified information and say that they got the information from the from her server. And that could derail her campaign, and that would also be overwhelmingly incriminating evidence of her being ineligible to run for president. Although I hesitate as I talk because I don't know exactly what the law is, and I don't think anything like this has ever happened before. But why turn over 30,000 that she picked and 30,000 others? Now, the 30,000 that she picked, I think it's 1,500 or 2,000 of them are bang, there's evidence right there. Can you imagine what's in the other 30,000? Oh, her yoga classes, her new granddaughter, her relationship with Chelsea, the love affair with Bill. And yet people just blindly say, in spite of the fact that she is a rotten, no good liar. And that's the best thing I can say about Hillary Clinton, is that they're going to vote for her. They're going to vote for her. They're going to vote for her over Donald Trump because they can't help it. They keep drinking the Kool-Aid. They keep drinking the Kool-Aid. So we're going to find out what happens. Judicial Watch has 8 weeks to conduct the interviews. And that means if you go fast forward, that's just before Hillary accepting the Democratic presidential nomination at the National Convention in Philadelphia. And, of course, Bernie Sanders has something to say about that. I can't stand what Bernie Sanders stands for, but, oh, man, would I love to see Bernie Sanders beat her. He keeps winning. It's like 8 in a row. How humiliating. How humiliating. She couldn't win in Indiana. She may lose California. And the more she loses, the more delegates she picks up. This system isn't corrupt. These emails, stupidity on the part of Hillary Clinton, stupidity, have damaged her standing amongst a lot of voters, but the blind, the stupid, the deaf, the ignorant. Now, they're still going to vote for her. They're still going to vote for her. By comparison, would someone please tell me, other than bullyish behavior and aggressive business tactics and a big mouth and braggadocio, can somebody tell me what Donald Trump could be under indictment for? Let me give you the answer. Nothing, or it would have happened. What could Romney have been exposed for doing? Nothing, because in his personal life, he's been an absolute model citizen and husband and father. You look at Hillary and Barack Obama. The only thing I would do for both of them is put them in adjacent jail cells, because that's where they both belong. All right, we're coming back.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
605-5370.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Martin Fletcher. I'm a special freelance correspondent for NBC News, and I've just done an interview which I enjoyed very much with Stu Taylor.
All right, we're back, and I think we're all going to find this subject interesting and informative. I love it when I don't have to say who was the book for. I think if you're living and if you're breathing and you can understand English, unless it's translated into another language, then this book is for everyone. Joining me is Robert Holson, PhD. The name of this book is The Uplift Project. It is published by Ex Libris. You can go to exlibris.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. Robert, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Happy to have you here. And first of all, the title of the book is interesting, and I know everybody listening will say, what is the Uplift Project? So what is it?
The Uplift Project is a proposal to enhance human and companion animal and machine intelligence and longevity over the coming millennium, over the coming 1,000 years, to a mean of about 145 IQ points and a longevity of approximately 100 years on the average.
And I, you know, you hear from anybody in the scientific community that that's not unrealistic, and we're very close to it. There are more and more people living to that age, millenniums right now. I think it's over 100,000. I remember when it was 60,000 about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
As far as physical health, you know, I've also heard that in 100 years, we're going to have all these body replacements with parts, so it'll be quite robotical in nature. Do you agree with that?
Well, it's very hard to predict things 100 years in the future, even. There are things that, you know, scientifically there will be advances, but whether these advances will be at least partly offset by overpopulation and attendant problems is a very open question right now. We really don't know. We do know that the human population is going to max out at somewhere around 11 billion, and that's a whole lot of people. And managing to uplift people at numbers like that is going to be difficult. But, of course, there's going to be an increasing shortage of space, of raw materials, of resources of all sorts as this population continues to increase.
I wish there were a way, and I don't want to get off the track of the book, but you talk about IQ and look at all the problems we're having around the world. I wish there were a way we could increase EQ as well, but that's a whole other topic. But how do you intend, or how do you think the Uplift Project will enhance all of this intelligence? And let's take, before we go to the longevity aspect, let's look at the intellectual aspect. How is this to be done?
Well, of course, I point out that there are both environmental ways of improving IQ further and genetic ways, and I propose using both to the greatest degree possible. Obviously, there are also things we can do environmentally to increase longevity and genetically to increase longevity, and again, we want to do both. And frankly, the overall agenda to reach 145 mean IQ and 100 years longevity is something that is already realized. It's not impossible at all for a human being to have both, for instance, longevity of 100 and an IQ early in life, at least, of, say, 145.
Can you give us some specific ways that this can be accomplished, both for IQ and for longevity? And that's obviously part of the Uplift Project. What are some of the ways that this can be accomplished?
Well, for instance, in terms of longevity, very obviously, it's possible to eat properly, much of our aging right now is linked to bad diet, particularly heavy meat diets and this type of thing. And clearly, things can be and are done here to increase longevity. Same's true of IQ. IQ is clearly linked to things like education and home environment and that sort of thing. And it's possible to have both in both environmental and genetic ways. Is that making sense?
Yeah, except there are certain extenuating factors and things we can't control. People who live in environmentally favorable areas, people who exercise regularly, people who eat the right foods, people who do everything. I mean, I try my best to make sure that there are no complications that I bring into my own life. And still, when you look at genetics, how do you change genetics to offset the fact that you get a lot of these people running marathons in perfect shape and they die early, either with cancer or heart disease, which are the two big killers?
Yeah. Well, again, you're looking at statistically, it is always possible for somebody to have the right genes and the right environment, something to go badly wrong, all right? But on the average, statistically, if you have the right genes and the right environment, you will live longer and be smarter. And again, this is all an argument from statistics, from population.
Let me just interject here and go back on your own background. Give us an idea of your background and how far this Uplift project is, what stage it's in.
Okay. My background, actually, I have a rather complex background. I started off as a Peace Corps volunteer and then as an aid worker in Asia, both India and the Arab world. And I worked for some years on projects to enhance both living standards and particularly food intake. I managed a very, very large food project.
What is your PhD in?
My PhD is in neuroscience, but that came later. I started off as an aid worker in Asia, and I met my wife there. We married there. Our oldest child was actually born in India. And then subsequently, I went back to university and got my PhD in the neurosciences and have since done a good deal of research in neuroscience, has published about 80 papers on neuroscience topics. So I have really kind of two careers.
More about the Uplift Project. How far along is it? How many people are involved and how much time you put into it? And whether it takes funding. I'm throwing a lot of things out.
Frankly, I had thought that writing the book would be the biggest obstacle. It took me about 7 years to get the book researched and written. As you probably know, there are over 1,200 scientific references in the book, so it's fairly deeply researched. But what I'm finding is that that was the easy part. Publishing is an absolute jungle that I'm still trying to find my way through.
What is the Uplift Project? How long has it been in effect?
Well, just say with the publication of the book.
All right. Okay. I do want to give out the website where people can get more information because we obviously don't have time to go there. It's uplift-project.com. The PhD, yes. Robert Holson, is joining us. So how do you envision the world form or substance or state at the end of this, after having accomplished this task, from a sociological point of view?
From a sociological point of view?
Yeah.
Well, again, given, you see, I don't believe, I think it's absolutely silly to believe that this would involve everybody in the world. If you want an analogy, it's more analogous to a religion, really. Some people in many parts of the world would become involved in the Uplift Project over generations and enhance IQ, enhance longevity, both environmentally and genetically.
All right, I want to jump in here. You've heard a lot about this now, the Uplift Project by Robert Holson. The first five callers to 888-205-2263, 888-205-2263, you'll get a free copy. All you do is leave your name and your address with Laurie, and it'll be sent out rather quickly. So call in. This sounds like a great opportunity. Robert Holson, thanks so much. Fascinating. Love having you on.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Great to talk.
Great.
Thanks a lot.
We'll be back.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
GEICO presents Kathy, the Candid Real Estate Agent.
Now in the living room, you'll see this beautiful bay window. It's energy efficient and lets in a ton of natural light. It will also let in a thief when you leave it unlocked, and he'll steal your laptop and flat screen TV. Now who wants to see the kitchen?
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the GEICO Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit GEICO.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
BizTalkRadio.com.
IMUS, morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
This is Jim Woolsey, former director of Central Intelligence, and I'm glad you're listening along with me to Stu Taylor.
God, how many more years am I going to say now back to Hillary Clinton? I've suffered for almost 8 years with Barack Obama. It's been disruptive in my life because I take these things so seriously. And I find it more and more difficult to joke when I think that the future of this country is in stake. I've always loved this country, but I've never realized quite how much and how much I appreciate it after these horrific almost 8 years with Barack Obama. And I've tried very hard not to let my personal feelings interfere in doing this radio show. And there's no love lost for Hillary Clinton as well. And when I say I couldn't take another 4 years, I can barely take another 8 months of Barack Obama. I don't know how I could tolerate 4 years of Hillary Clinton. And I'm going to do everything except go out and publicly campaign, everything that I can do to take a chance and ensure that Donald Trump ascends to the presidency. Is he my first choice? No. Ted Cruz collapsed on his face, and in some ways I'm a little relieved, because the collapse of Ted Cruz out of panic in the last 2 weeks seemed uncharacteristic. And I'm not going to say suddenly that, gee, it gave me a little insight into this guy. I don't think it matters who the politician is. It's a miserable, dirty, rotten business. That's just the nature of it. That's what it is. So the court has given Judicial Watch 8 weeks to conduct the interviews, meaning they'll be finished just weeks before Hillary hopes to accept the Democratic presidential nomination. I could throw up on air saying that. And Donald Trump is speculating, and I know he doesn't know anything. He just, you know, he talks and then he thinks, and he's going to have to find a way to get that straightened out. I'd love to see Gingrich as vice president, or Jeff Sessions. I mean, there were a number of people who would, Rudy Giuliani. I mean, although there's two New Yorkers, you've got to look at the pragmatic part of it. But Trump speculates that Hillary will be indicted at the end of an FBI investigation into the server. And I'm just sure that his conclusions have more validity than mine. And that's under investigation. And there's a chance that she might not be able to run again. I think this would be a precedent. She set this server up at her home in Chappaqua in 2009 after she became Secretary of State. She said she made the decision because it was convenient for her. She went through, by the way, 2 hours of both interrogation and exposition on the part of two FBI agents that people in this position go through to say you can't do this and you can't do this and these are the rules and these are the laws. And she just blatantly shoved it in everybody's face. So Obama, I'll tell you, he's inextricably tied into this. And I've spent some time talking about that. We only have a few minutes. I don't want to mention that again. I mean, they're like joined at the hip, I think. You know, and he's going to go out and he's going to endorse the hell out of Hillary as the candidate. And Hillary's just can't get on her knees enough to lap Barack Obama's shoes. I mean, that's. That's what happens when you have to depend upon someone, and I'm thinking for some kind of an illicit activity. You're in, you can't get out. I can't independently fund my own presidential campaign, but I never, ever, ever try to put myself in a position other than with my family, whom I trust till death. I never put myself in a position where I'm so dependent upon someone else that I know that they're in a position to hang me. And it's easy if you do the right thing. You don't have to worry about this. Her messages were, and this is a disgrace, that were shielded from being disclosed for 6 years. And as I mentioned, about 60,000. She returned 30 and kept about 30 that she said are strictly private and don't implicate her government activities. I mean, who can even begin to believe that? I mean, it's insulting. She said the law gave her the obligation of deciding what was official and what was personal. Well, I mean, and still we got 2,200 incriminating and decisive emails. Judicial Watch says that this decision shouldn't be hers anymore because she's not a government employee. Sounds right to me. And it wants to force the Obama administration to take control of Hillary's email file, including the messages she didn't return. It handed over to Obama. I mean, come on. I mean, he's the president of the United States. I guess that's the next step. But, nothing is going to happen. It's not going to happen. Nothing. This is some kind of a victory that there will be perhaps forthcoming indictments or at least interrogations or subpoenas for those a number of people affiliated with Hillary and maybe Hillary herself. But hopefully, here's what worries me. It doesn't matter. The facts have come out. The facts came out in Benghazi. Never let the facts get in the way of the truth. Never. And my biggest fear here is when the facts come out, it's just not going to matter. It's going to go up and down the line. Loretta Lynch is going to not proceed. And as I said, there'll be an uproar. And then, like every other, what one of the secrets is? Just keep throwing scandal after scandal after scandal at people. You can't keep track of them. I had an idea that I was going to go through every Obama scandal. Well, it would be Stu Taylor's Obama scandal show. Same thing with Hillary. It just can't do it. And that may be a tactic. I don't know. My mind does not work that way. I'd make a lousy criminal. Lousy. So that's where we stand. And it's going to be Trump against somebody. Hillary. All right. On that positive, uplifting note, I want to thank everyone for listening. This is Steve Taylor.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.